entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
You can't wait 3 minutes of being a donkey.
What are you talking about? Just got to greet my fans. Let them know I'm here.
The two of them don't care.
Hi, Mom.
No, she doesn't care.
Hi, Randy's mom.
She definitely doesn't. Well, that's not true. She responds to everything.
She does.
Want to welcome everybody to today's broadcast.
Yeah.
Still full from Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Great. Family, chill, home, nothing major. Downtime, quality time. So,
who'd your daughters beat up?
Nobody.
What?
I mean,
that's a bad week.
Why? Who are they supposed to beat up this week?
They're two bullies of the neighborhood.
No. My oldest is nice.
Okay.
my youngest, you know how they have the advent calendars where you gotta count down the days to Christmas? So my daughter's made a game where every night before she goes to bed, she gets to punch me as hard as she can in the stomach, and I can't block it. So every night it's like I get my advent punch. And so that's how we celebrate.
You are an idiot.
She's a beast.
Scheduled on today's show, bottom of the first hour. You know him. We love him. Sean Merriman.
Nice.
Just coming on to chat a little bit.
Love that guy.
His boy, Antonio Gates, is on the semifinalist list for Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
We're going to talk about that list, too.
An old Buckeye.
Well, now I dislike the guy.
Didn't he go to Ohio State?
I don't know, but I do not.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Antonio Gates. You know, the owner of the station went to Ohio State.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have to be careful. We have to be careful.
They did lose this week.
They did.
That hurts.
Huge game. Massive game.
Massive.
Probably the biggest game in collegiate football
this year, moving forward, ever. Ever.
Well, because the game won't mean as much next year.
Why?
Because next year when they expand the playoffs, like Ohio State's on the out. Ohio State's not getting in the playoffs now.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say literally they can't, but technically they can't.
Okay.
You would need two teams to lose. Michigan losing to what elementary school are they playing in the championship? Iowa.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I mean, the chance of that is not good.
Okay.
So moving forward, they both can get in the playoffs. Moving forward, you can lose that game because they're what, five now? Six? I think they're five. Okay. So if this was next year, they're in the playoffs.
Oh, because they're expanding the playoff bracket?
Right. They're expanding.
So what was it now, four?
It's four, and next year I believe it's 12.
Oh, wow.
You know, so even the Gators can get in next year.
Now will the Harbaugh be coaching the Bears next year?
I don't know.
What's he doing? There's some scandal with Michigan, right? Like they're cheating, stealing plays. What are they doing?
Signals. Yeah, that's why they use those big dumb boards, you know, with a nose and a key ring, and, you know, it's all symbols and stuff. Whatever.
I thought that's why they talk with, like, the play card over their microphone.
Hand, right.
Like, so you can't see their lips moving.
It's so stupid. Does it really matter? You know the sign. You still have to stop them.
That's, yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
So, why do we go off on that? Oh, Sean Merriman. So, I don't know if you know this, but locally, you know, he always talks about the broadcast of his fights. You know, I forget what, FUBU.
Is it, oh, yeah, yeah.
Food. I like food, too. But I've been watching it on Fox Sports 1. I watched it last night.
Really?
So, yeah. So, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his coat drive.
Is he going to do something on the East Coast? I mean, he's a West Coast guy.
We've been talking about it every time he's on. So, Sean Merriman will be on. Dave Feldman will be on as they get ready for... Was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night. Salt Lake City, December 2nd.
Big event, quite a few titles on the line. The face of their company, Mike Perry, back in the squared circle.
Yeah.
Then we're going to speak to a couple UFC fighters for this weekend, starting with Puna Sariana. Then we're going to talk to Zach Reese, and I'm going to thank him for the nice name. You know, Zach Reese, we can get that one said.
Yeah, you can say
Luna,
that.
A little different. And then we're going to end it with Julia Avila.
Okay.
So as all three hit the octagon on Saturday, a lot of things to talk about. Like I said, we're going to talk about the four right now. We're going to talk about how about this comment? And I have a problem with this.
Okay.
Okay. And I like the coach that said it.
Okay.
But I think it's opening up to a lot of problems. You know, we've talked about gambling. We've talked about, you know, that now sports are endorsing gambling. You know, they're all sponsored by book this,
right.
Gamble
Draft
that.
King or you know, whatever. Yeah, for sure.
So there's a tournament going on, an in-season tournament. Are you aware of it?
No.
I didn't expect you to.
Well, what sport?
NBA.
Oh, NBA.
Yeah.
I don't watch that.
But you don't have to watch it to know that there's things going on. So it's an in-season tournament.
Okay.
The tiebreaker is points differential. Okay?
Okay.
So one team, I believe it was Golden State. So Kerr said, now let me get this right. We need to win by X. I don't remember the number.
Okay.
10 points. If we're up by 3 with 30 seconds left, do we let them score so that we can go into overtime and have a chance to win?
Because it covers the point spread?
Well, it's right. It'll change point spreads. It'll right. change all that. But I'm not saying that he's doing it for gambling purposes. I'm saying that people are gambling on this.
Sure.
And now you're going to purposely, possibly, let the other team tie the game to go into overtime. If you gambled on, and I'm going to say it's your problem, you gambled. But if you gambled on the over-under and went under, and now the head coach is saying, yeah, we're going to let them score so that we can go into overtime and possibly win by the 10. Points we need to win
right.
to move on in the tournament.
I mean, I think gambling plays a major part in all sports. I mean, I think a lot of championships are dictated by those that are in charge of plays, calling plays, you know, penalties, people wearing whistles.
But do you think people are betting on it and then making those decisions? Because obviously that would be the serious problem.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's human, right? I mean, who isn't trying to take advantage of some – I mean, there's always going to be the human element of somebody trying to get something for nothing or control the outcome.
I just got a text message, and it doesn't matter from who.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
But it says
– air it out.
Randy, I promise I won't force you to work out with us. Just let me know you're alive.
Was that Dave Aviera?
No, because David would force me to work out, and David could force me to work out.
Who's going to force you to work out?
We'll talk about it later, off the air.
But I think
material who it is.
I think the human element. You're always. I mean, wasn't the NBA basketball referee Donahue? Didn't he? That's what he got fired for.
Fired. That's what he went to prison for.
Right. Like, I mean, I think you have corruption in everything from president all the way down in every industry.
Speaking of president, have you heard the latest?
I have not.
Have you ever heard of Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
So Mark Cuban has announced that I believe it's next year will be his final year on Shark Tank. You know, he started season 2 when he replaced our local guy, Kevin Harrington.
He did.
And he's also selling majority stock or whatever of the Mavericks.
Right.
Now he's going to stay in control, blah, 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 blah. Some people seem to think.
He's going to run for president?
It's for him to run for president.
I mean, we've had a president from Texas that owned a sports team before.
Yeah.
I mean, George Bush owned the Texas Rangers before he was president. So it's not a bad move. But I mean, or it could just be the fact of like the smartest thing in business is to control everything and own nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Right? Like Airbnb.
I want to say that he bought for about $280 million.
Right. Now
it's sold for, no, he sold just the shares. So he's still going to have.
Control.
Considerable amount.
And
well,
control.
No, and control, but control means nothing. It's you're still ownership. So you're still a partner. It says majority shares, so that could be 51.
Sure.
Could be more, but right. It could be 51 for like 2 point something billion. He's already billionaire.
Yeah.
Now he's going to put in $2.5 billion, and he's kind of still running the show.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What a life.
Brilliant. And he's a fellow Hoosier, you know, one of the top 5 of us to ever leave the state.
From?
Indiana.
Where's he from? Where's he from?
Indiana.
No, he's not from
Indiana. He's from Indiana.
No, he's not.
He went to school in Indiana.
He went to school. That's not where he's from.
Oh, he's from Texas.
Well, no, he's from Pittsburgh.
Is he?
But whatever.
Same, you were close.
Same thing. Same area.
Same thing. But he went to school in Indiana.
Yes.
And then went to Texas. He couldn't broadcast the Hoosier basketball game. Rest in peace, Bobby Knight, greatest basketball coach of all time. Maybe with that money, he could resurrect Bobby Knight.
He wasn't the greatest.
The greatest.
No, you can't. You can't say that he was GOAT. You can't. You can't.
If you had a high school, if you had a high school standout basketball player in the 80s, and you're going to send him to one college, one coach, one program, where were you sending him in the 80s?
He'd be in the top five.
Are you?
No. He'd be in the definitely. I'm saying top five. But still, to put him in front of who was the UCLA guy?
Wooden.
Yeah, Wooden.
Yeah, Wooden.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but
you said of all time.
Wooden's not choking nobody out. He's not throwing chairs.
No.
Throwing tantrums.
Here's why it doesn't count. He didn't hit anybody with the chair.
He tried.
Well, so he's a loser. He's a loser. He didn't hit anybody.
More shots.
He didn't hit anybody. If you're going to throw a chair, connect.
Yeah.
If you're going to walk through the streets of New York City and you're going to throw a punch, connect.
Bobby Knight was the greatest thing to happen to NCAA basketball since NCAA basketball started.
Since the head coach of Hoosiers.
Yeah.
That was Gene Hackman, but I don't remember his name, you know, in the movie.
Old Hickory. That was the school's name.
Was that the school's name?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't know they grew him so small in the country. You know, when he has to hit the two free throws. That is one of the movies that I have seen. Allegedly, Francis Ngannou's MMA PFL fight.
Yeah, he might fight
Deontay.
Yeah. Oh, Wilder.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's an interesting fight.
It is interesting.
It's wow. I don't know. I don't know who. I mean, Francis has a huge advantage.
Well, he has the advantage. You know, but he definitely has the advantage. But his ground game's not much, you know, better than yours.
No, it's, I mean, he took Gagne to the ground and submitted him with a bad knee.
So what's that mean? What does that prove?
He's still a bad dude.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he's not a bad dude.
Once you get him
dude.
On the ground, he's a big, massive man to move around. Deontay's not that big of a dude. He's tall.
What?
He's tall. But
he's a big dude.
He's big, but not compared to Ngannou.
But he'll bulk up.
It's not compared to Gagne. Gagne's bigger than Ngannou.
I don't know. I don't size up dudes, so I don't know.
I just don't think. I don't think it's a good matchup for Deontay. I think he should come in and fight somebody, you know, not that level.
When we return, we're going to talk a little WWE.
Okay.
A couple things to get off my chest. We're going to talk. It is pretty sunny in here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So we're going to talk about Sonny getting a 17-year prison sentence.
What?
We'll talk about that. And the return of a couple WWE superstars, and I use that word superstar. Very lightly. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerate. We'll be right back.
I'm just a stranger with a twisted smile and a wandering eye.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Are you singing? That singing? Is that singing back in the day?
Yeah, sing and scream.
Is it?
Yeah, passion.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility.
Yeah, I scream when I sing happy birthday.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Today's your birthday. Happy birthday, Captain.
No.
Made another lap around the sun. The sun's thanking you for it.
It certainly is. Baking me.
Lighting you
I'm
up.
I'm thinking it's chilly out. I'm going to wear a long sleeve shirt. You're wearing I know why you called that a sweater.
Well, it's a sweater. It's a hockey sweater. And it's cold today in Florida.
Yeah, but the reason you called it a sweater, because let's be honest, you're not smart enough to know that jerseys in hockey are called sweaters.
Of course I do.
It says sweaters on the front of it.
Does it?
Yes.
Damn it.
You didn't take it off.
Words are so hard. Words are really, really hard.
So I was so impressed when you walked in saying, I'm chilly. I'm wearing my sweater.
Well, before I put this sweater on, I actually had my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu jacket on. So I was going to wear that. And keeps me nice and warm, you know, because I get into a tussle in the parking lot. I already got a robe. Well, yeah, well, you know, fisticuffs break out everywhere.
There is a jiu-jitsu facility located right next door to
you. Oh, see, I'd already be in costume.
Yeah.
Are they called
already
costumes?
Costume.
What are they called if you already prepared?
First of all, you called it a robe only because I've called it a robe for years. I've always said that Hoist Gracie was so dominant because he came to the octagon with his bathrobe.
And his pajamas. Yeah. So you're going to celebrate your birthday? What are we going to do for the birthday, Randy?
Nothing.
Come on. Another lap around the sun. At this age, it's important. Everyone, you got to celebrate.
All right. So celebrate.
Well, I got you a gift.
All right. Let me open it.
No, hold on. You got to guess what it is.
No.
Like, no, you got
to. I thought you said I had to wait till the end.
You got to wait till the end, but you can guess it every segment. You get one guess every segment of what you think I would bring you. And I'm going to say it's probably top five gifts I've ever given in my lifetime to anyone.
It's a Philly cheesesteak.
No.
Well, what? You said something that I'd want.
Why didn't see you? No, you can't smell. Like, there's no food in here.
Well, no, it's sealed because it's
Nutella,
a box.
The Nutella gift. This is for my wife, by the way. She's a thoughtful person. She's from Brazil.
She is.
It used to be her jersey that Steve's wearing.
I have one just like it.
They call those jerseys in Brazil.
Yes, they do.
When they play football.
Yep. We're going to talk to Sean Merriman. He put a post up. Did you see the rapper fan?
Yeah, in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night at Club Sky.
Here's what's intriguing about that. So they're reporting, and we know that most media like to embellish, and you know, but it's reported that this rapper, whoever he is, his bodyguards attacked this fan that was asking for a picture.
I think bodyguards is a strong word.
Well, that's my question.
I think it's entourage. I think it's just people that were with the rapper. I don't think hired security acts that way, and I don't think they dress that way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it depends.
I mean, it's undercover bodyguards?
It could be. I saw him on Undercover Boss, so, you know, it could be.
Nah.
But how does he not know who the two were if, in fact, he was a bodyguard or, in your case, an entourage?
I think it's just from his friends. And he got too close to the rapper or invaded their space. I mean, there's got to be some kind of line.
I don't think from the video that they showed. It didn't look like he was anywhere near. He was approaching.
He was approaching.
He was approaching.
He was approaching the rapper.
I felt, what's the word? I can't think of the word. You know,
threatened.
Threatened. I felt threatened when I approached Mike Tyson on the boardwalk.
Okay.
Okay. My dad, who did it at a different time, He said he felt threatened, but they never touched him.
Mike Tyson?
Well, it wasn't Mike Tyson. It was Mike Tyson's bodyguard.
Right.
So my dad went up to Mike Tyson and was asking him for an autograph.
Okay.
And the bodyguards were, you know, defending, but never touched my dad. You know, you can be, you know, what was the word?
Threatened.
Threatened, thank you. And not, you know, touch somebody. It's not like my dad or this kid is going to be able to do anything. And then Mike Tyson said basically the same thing that Uriah Faber said right down the street from here at the gym. I've told you that story.
No, what did he say?
So we brought Uriah Faber to the former Daniel Vieira gym in Pinellas Park. And a guy comes up to me and he goes, Randy, I drove from Miami. I just got here. Can I roll with Uriah Faber?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I said, no, of course not. What's wrong with you? And I went and kind of chuckled and told Uriah. And Uriah's like, I think I can handle myself. Tell him, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the case with, you know, Mike Tyson said to my dad, it's good. What's this old dude going to do? Yeah, I'll give him the autograph.
Yeah, I want to spar with him.
So, you know, I think definitely they overreacted.
For sure. No question.
He wasn't threatened.
Well, I mean, you've seen.
Now, we haven't seen the whole thing. You only see the, you know, the confrontation.
And you don't know what happened inside the club. You don't know if there was like a earlier, you know, where he was told to leave him alone or he wasn't interested. Or we don't know. We don't know the story. But you've seen those photos of Floyd Mayweather walking on the sidewalk and he's got like six foot nine bodyguards surrounding him, right?
I don't know if I'd call them bodyguards. I'd call them twin towers.
Well, yeah, but you know, so you have that, but then the meme goes, you know, the Floyd's protected himself from the fans, right? From the people, from the common people, where Pacquiao is like embraced by his community. Like he's like the true king, right? Where Floyd is more like made up. Like he's doing this image of like protection.
You know what they always said about, you know, Steve?
Steve Linney?
No, Steve from the famous Jerry Springer spinoff.
Oh, yeah,
spin-off,
yeah.
Okay? So Steve had huge bodyguards. And like when they would do the confrontations and the guy would go get at Steve and the bodyguards would come out, the bodyguards would always say, trust me, we're not here to protect Steve from you.
Right.
We're
right.
here to protect you from Steve.
Right.
You know, because you know, everybody's bowing up and Steve's like, really?
Yeah.
I won't take you to the woodshed. I'll just do it right here.
But it's a crazy scene that happened. But that's what happens in nightclubs. And if you see, Ybor City, Club Sky, was the site of a mass shooting just last month, right? Now they're going to city council trying to curb the curfew and, you know, shut bar hours down to like 1 p.m. Downtown St. Pete just canceled First Friday.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was more for money.
What?
That First Friday was canceled because
Friday had a shooting last month or 2 months ago.
Do you know why those things continue to happen?
Because there's people in mass groups.
No, because there's no penalty.
Well, there's a penalty. I mean,
what's the penalty?
You go to jail.
For what?
Shooting people.
For how long? 6 weeks?
No, you can get out like for a couple years probably.
I think
it depends on somebody dies. I mean, so if you shoot somebody and they catch you on camera or the witnesses, you're going to jail for a long 20 years.
Not always.
17 years.
Not always.
Didn't the WWE lady just go to jail for 17?
17 DUI.
For fourth DUI?
Yeah.
But she killed a guy.
No, she killed somebody, but there's people that have killed people that don't go to prison.
It's true.
You know, they, whether it's a car accident or whatever, you take somebody's life, I'm all for.
But we live in an era right now where you can't be in a group setting, a mass group setting, without fear of like an outdoor festival. It's just, I mean, asking in Vegas. The sniper from the MGM,
Mandalay Bay.
Or Mandalay, right? Okay. You know, but like, every time you go into mass groups of people, you always have to be leery of.
So speaking of that, I'm looking forward to February with us all being in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Well, I think that's different. The amount of security there.
It is unreal.
It's a different level.
But the security is going to be, as it always is, at the NFL functions. You know, the convention center, the stadium. Still not going to stop. There's a lot of things that are going to be going on. All right, let's hit a break because when we come back, our good buddy, Sean Merriman, former Charger, owner of Lights Out, MMA, just watched it the other day. Production on point. We're going to talk to Sean. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy, 8 Man Strong, and BioExcel.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
It's the biggest bare knuckle fighting championship card ever. In the main event, Platinum Mike Perry knuckles up with Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. In the heavyweight co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy collide. Also a rematch for the women's bare knuckle world title as champ Christine Misfit Faria fights rowdy Beck Rawlings. Plus two other world title fights. Watch the world's most exciting combat sport live Saturday, December 2nd on pay-per-view through Fight.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Live, Cool Breeze AC and
Broadcast Facility.
Broadcast facility.
It's the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility.
That's too many words.
Well, you need to get it down. And you need to get right to it because you don't want to keep our guest on hold.
Yeah, he's too big.
Because he may knock you out.
I don't want that guy.
Turn your lights out and anything else. Let's welcome back to the program our good friend, Sean Merriman. Sean, how are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Nothing. Great to hear from you. I saw some things on Twitter that obviously we're going to talk about. But first and foremost, I want you to know that we were watching your product just last night here in the Tampa Bay area, and great production. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, obviously me being in TV for such as long as I have, man, that always meant a lot, right, that the fans enjoy the production. And especially where we are, man, we want to put on the best production, best fight, so everybody at home, man, getting the best of the best from us, so that means a lot.
And I also need to say you were looking dapper there in the cage.
You know, I can throw something on once in a while, man. You know, if I'm not in workout clothes, I'm in a suit normally, so I appreciate that.
Before we talk about your next event, I believe it's coming up in January, they just released the Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalist list. And former teammate, and this is a pretty impressive list.
Yeah, man, and you know, for me, playing with those guys, some of those guys in there, obviously, you know, Antonio Gates on that list, playing against a lot of those guys who are on that list as well, It means a lot, man, because you came up, you competed against those guys, and when they finally get in, you know, I got a 13-year-old son. So I go to my son and say, you know, I played against this guy or I played with that guy. So it's not a, you know, a huge, huge deal to me, man, but to be able to talk to my son and, you know, family and friends about seeing and playing with some of these guys has always been cool for me.
You know, let's talk about Antonio first, which I believe is a no-brainer. Talk about what he was like on the football field.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to describe him in a lot of words, right? Because for one, I played against Vernon Davis my entire college career. I played with him, and then we practiced against each other. Man, it was like, and you know, a guy that's 250 and running a 4.3 and a 4.37 and a 40. You can only imagine what that was like every day chasing around in practice. And then you come across somebody like Antonio Gates, who's 260, sport, and can run, move, get out of breaks. His hands, I mean, he got the best hands of a tight end of all time. Best route running of all time. And it's really that his background in basketball that you really see it on the field. It's like, you know what he's doing sometimes, and you can't do anything about it because he gets in and out of his cuts and breaks so much. He just, it's free. And so, and I played against Gronk. I played against Tony Gonzalez. In my opinion, Antonio Gates will always be, unless, you know, Travis Kelce keep playing at the level he's playing at, Antonio Gates will, to me, will always be the best tight end of all time.
Who else is on this list? You know, I have a problem every year when we talk Hall of Fame. And, you know, I respect you, so maybe you can knock some sense into me. My thinking is, if it takes a long amount of years, does that really mean you're a Hall of Famer? To me, a Hall of Famer goes in right away, year one, year two, year three. A lot of these people on this list, semifinalists for the second time. Who are some of these names on here that you think are a no-brainer?
Well, you know, they're on there at a second time, but they should have been in the first time, in my opinion, right? Like Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor is a Hall of Fame running back to me. You know, he's done so much, man, on the field, and it's kind of bizarre that every player played with him or played against him feel the same way, and somehow he's not in, right? So I get that point of it. You know, who else we got here? I think that, like you said before, Antonio Gates is going to be a shoe-in. Julius Peppers, in my opinion, should be another shoe-in for his long career and the number of sacks he got. But there's a couple guys on this list, man, and the fortunate part, only a few get in, right, every year. So you're going to overlook. You're going to take the top three that you know that are shoe-ins on the list, and then people are going to argue and debate about the other couple every single year, right? So I think that's and it's unfortunate because if you wasn't up against a guy that was a guaranteed shoe-in, some of these guys would be in already.
Right, for sure. You know, as I've covered the Buccaneers since, you know, the mid-'80s, and I know what players talk about and what they joke about, and they're talking about offense and they're talking about defense. Devin Hester is a name that anytime you heard it, you knew they were kicking the ball out of bounds to keep the ball away from him. What do you think his chances as basically a special team superstar of getting in?
He's one that's going to be debated about a long time, right? Because he, for one, is a special teams player for the most part, right? So he's already on that kind of that back end of guys who played every single down, whether it's offensive defense. So it's going to be hard no matter how electric. And by the way, Devin Hester is the best return man of all time. Yep. And it got so bad, his stats didn't keep climbing because people just terrified of him. They didn't want to kick the ball to him anymore. That's why his stats dropped, not because of him. People just stayed away from him. But being a great special teams player, and I played one, Sim Osgood. Because Sim Osgood, to me, was one of the best special teams players of all time. He's never going to be on this list because you got a guy like Hester on this list that will probably still not get in initially. It'll take a couple years for him to get in, but he definitely deserves it.
Oh, sorry. Another guy on the list, Eddie George, went to Ohio State, just lost his alma mater, just lost to Michigan this past weekend. He did a video where he lost a bet. He had to sing the Michigan fight song in a Michigan jersey. So the question is, like, have you ever lost a bet to a friend or anything like that? Is it really embarrassing that you've done on or off the field?
Yeah, I had to put on a Patriots jersey one time, and I was sick to my stomach. to this day, to this day, I'm still pretty disgusted about it. But yeah, so you know, you make those bets, and obviously at the time too. I mean, everybody knew my hate for the Patriots. So that was a bit rough. The only thing I guess to soften the blow is I had to put on a Gronk jersey, and Gronk is my boy. So I didn't feel so bad, but it hurt, man. It actually burned my shoulders up pretty good to put that Patriots jersey on.
That's funny. Before we move on, let's finish talking about NFL. Who do you like right now? If you had to pick one or two from each conference, who do you think will be in Vegas?
It's a toss up, man. With the on the AFC side, to me personally, with the Chiefs and Ravens, I think that those two right now are playing at the top of the, and they're playing extremely well. On the NFC side, again, toss-up with the 49ers and Philly. They're both playing well, but it's going to come down to health, right? We've seen the 49ers for 3 or 4 weeks kind of do nothing, right? Look like a completely different team because they were banged up. And now they got guys back healthy and playing well, and they're back going, you know, at the pace they started the season at. But when you're going into the playoffs this time of year, man, health is a big factor. So, you know, those are my four teams, or, you know, two on the AFC side, two on the NFC side. But this whole thing is going to come down to momentum and health. And so whoever the healthiest team is going into the playoffs, that's who I'm picking to win it.
I always find it funny when media, fans, whoever, they're like, yeah, Kansas City's struggling. They're not going anywhere. I guess they forget who's playing quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, look, and for one, they're the defending champs, too. They got, yes, one of the best to ever do it at quarterback. And I'll take it a step further. We've already seen him win with nobody, right? So we've seen him win with no number one wide receiver, no number one running back, and the defense wasn't playing well, and they still found. And by the way, he was on running around with a bum ankle, a bum foot. So we've seen the worst of the worst, him still go and win games. So at that point, you can't deny him and his greatness anymore. He can find a way to get it done.
And, of course, that guy, Otto, is pretty good as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that, absolutely.
You've seen that commercial, right?
Yeah, with him and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, the State Farm, Mahomes and Otto.
Yeah.
Talk about your coat drive. I think it's over. I know that I have a box that I still need to get to you because we pulled a whole bunch of coats that I want to get to you. But talk about that for a second as well.
Yeah, I just finished up November 4th at the Maryland Penn State football game. My 21st annual winter coat drive, man, and it's been going 21 years. We collected a little over 1,000 coats, which is great, man. I mean, we used to be over 2,000 to 2,500. Now it's a little over 1,000. But I always remind myself that that's over 1,000 people, man. It's going to be warm. Right this winter, and then this year we partnered up with McVet, who are the homeless vet place in Baltimore that we work with a lot. And so we've helped out a lot of vets, helped out a lot of people, and everybody who come out to that every single year, and they send coats and drop some. A lot of people don't even go to the game, right? And they still go through the traffic, drop off the coat, they turn around and leave. That to me, man, is really really important, and means a great deal.
Good stuff, and of course we want to get more involved and help that out next year. January 6th, before you know it, your next event will be happening. Talk to us.
Man, this one's huge. Lights Out Extreme Fighting 13, we're on already. We got Abby Montez and Jackie Cataline, man. These two women, I'm telling you right now, they're both local in Long Beach in L.A. They've been yapping, going back and forth. And, you know, we were struggling to find Abby an opponent for a while. She fought the PFL. I believe so did Jackie. So they're both vets, man. They're going to get after it. And this is a big, big, big fight, man. Gilbert Nakatani is a co-main event on this one. We're pretty stacked up on this card. But this main event, man, may be just our biggest one yet.
I know that I've asked you this before, Sean. You know, you're the CEO, you're running this organization, but you're also a fan. How are you able to separate the two? You know, not show favoritism, you know, be friendly to both fighters. It's got to be difficult.
Well, I think at the end of the day, when you're a fan of it, it allows me to sit back and watch the fight, right, and make my own judgment on the fighters or the judges or whatever else. As the kind of a owner and lead the company, it's my job in a way to promote everybody equally around. Like I got some fighters that we work with, we have on our cars who I've trained with, I've sparred with, I've worked out in the gym with in Black House or AKA or Alliance when it was down in San Diego, or whatever gym, right? I've trained with a lot of these guys. But it, as my job, man, my job is really to promote them and give them another platform. Yeah, I was fortunate to play in NFL, so my platform is pretty big and my outreach is pretty big. So bringing on some new eyeballs to let more and more people know about, you know, Abby, and let more people know about Jackie and their backgrounds, and Gilbert Nakatani, or any one of these fighters, man. For me, it's a platform to springboard them into, you know, building their careers, man. That's what Lifestyle Extreme Fighting is all about.
So with all of that background and all of the influence you have, I guess that means at some point a Tampa Bay event should be in the cards, right?
I was just in Miami this past weekend. A really good friend of mine down in Miami that's from Tampa. I had a meeting with the have a meeting coming up with the Hard Rock Casino in Fort Lauderdale. He actually brought up two venues in Tampa Bay that I have a call with this week, man. So I'm trying to make it happen. There's a lot of great fighters, man. I've trained in Tampa, a little bit outside of Sarasota. They got a nice MMA gym. I've trained there before. When I left I think it was the IMG Academy at one point. I got a nice gym out there, and obviously a lot of nice gyms in Florida. Great fighters, great camps. And so I'm looking to bring something down there pretty soon.
And I've got a diamond in a rough we'll talk off the air about. A location is awesome. This could be a place to bring your event for sure. But I'm not going to announce that on the air. We'll talk about that location later.
Hey, Sean, I can't wait, man. We definitely need it. So things are good.
Hey, Sean, with Showtime, ending like boxing or in pay-per-views, and Dana White talking about how these influence fighters aren't getting the views that they claim they do, how are you able to grow so fast and have this 13th event already? What's the formula that you do so much different than everybody else out there right now?
Well, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and I don't talk bad about other promotions. I don't talk bad about other organizations, because we're going to be great at what we're doing. I'm going to win. We're going to win. We're going to keep getting better organically. And sometimes people throw these numbers out there, and we're doing so this, and we're global leaders, and we're this. I'm looking, man, like, come on, guys. Like, you may be able to fool the public, but people in this industry that's really growing organically and getting the eyeballs that we are, we moved to the top five most watched on Fubo Sports. And instead of pounding my chest and saying how great we are and global leaders, I'm thanking the fans, because they're the ones watching. It's not really, it's not us. And, the only thing we can do is, you said, we started up this conversation off, is have a great fight and have great production, so the fans at home are watching us, are enjoying it, and they're enjoying something good. We're putting on a great show for them. But, there's a lot of BS, man, that's going on in this industry right now. And trust me, when I see it, it's so hard for me to sit back and watch it when you know it's a lie and you know it's junk. These pay-per-view numbers and that's coming out, guys saying they're doing millions. You're not. And you're not global leaders. You're not doing that well. You're not selling out arenas. All this other BS, man, it's just so hard as a really good, somebody like myself that's running the organization, that's growing organically, right? That's growing organically. And we're doing it the right way, by putting on great shows, having great events, and promoting the hell out of these fighters. Not by pounding on our chest, saying how great we are, and everybody should say we're great because we're saying we're great. So I'm trying to my best to stay away from it. But, it's really been getting under my skin lately, to be honest.
Good stuff. You know what we need to start doing, Sean? We need to start getting your fighters on this show as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would love to have Abby and Jackie on it, man. They're two badass women. They fought in PFL before. They fought, I believe, in Bellator as well. And I'm glad to have them, man, because I think they're going to put on the show. So maybe we should get them two on, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get a hold of Josh. I'll reach out to you, later in the week or next week. As always, thank you for your time. And before you know it, it'll be January, and then it's January 6th, and you're back on.
You know it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. That is Lights Out, Sean Merriman.
The best, man.
He really is. I look forward to the Super Bowl broadcast every year.
The energy is always
for
great.
For many reasons.
Yeah.
But being able to see Sean and have him live and in person is always very, very cool. All right. Let's go hit the last break of hour number one. Coming to you live
before
from
you
the
go,
Cool Breeze.
Before you break, you want to take a guess?
Broadcast
facility. What's your birthday gift is?
I'm going to say it's a sweater.
Now I'm wearing the sweater.
We'll be right back.
Just a stranger with a twisted smile and a wandering eye.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas Park. If you need anything AC-wise, 727-954-3605. And it's such a shame, and I just asked Sean Merriman about it. The returner. I just had Hester.
You only turned one day older. Jeez, well, what a birthday, and you forget words.
Turning 30 is awful.
Jeez. I'm
telling you, it's just brutal. Hester changed the game.
He did, for sure.
You know, so this is the one time that stats shouldn't matter.
Right.
You know, and yes, and I kind of said it before Sean, but then Sean reiterated, they changed how they kick. They're not kicking to Devin Hester.
No, they're kicking out of bounds or to someone else.
Take the ball on the 50.
Right.
It's better than giving it into his hands.
That's true.
And for him to not be in the Hall of Fame because he's a specialist, I disagree with. A mediocre specialist is one thing. The greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean.
Yeah, he's got to get in.
Well, I don't know if he will. Look how long it took for a punter to finally get in. Ray Guy took forever. And I'm the guy, and I brought it up briefly to Sean Merriman, I don't think you should be eligible forever. I don't think there should be a senior, you know, where people that don't get in on the first time and then, oh, well, he missed it. You know, I don't think that. I think if, and I've said this, this is just my opinion, normally wrong, and I get that. I say you go and get 1,000 fans in every city.
Okay.
And you say, all right, give me your list. Give me your Hall of Fame list.
Okay.
And if that player's not on the list,
sure,
on somebody's list,
right,
you're going to tell me that Devin Hester's not going to be on somebody's return list?
For sure.
Or how about every return list?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
He's a game changer. Like, there's certain guys that come along and change the position. Lawrence Taylor did it. Like, Deion Sanders did it. You know,
you can say it. I know you don't want to say it. You can say it. Warren Sapp did it.
I mean, more like,
yeah.
He did, but I mean, he was that guy. But if you're a difference maker, where offensive like coordinators and head coaches have to change game plans based on your play on the other side of the ball, then you automatically go into the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Now I know you're not a fan of anything, and you certainly don't do research, and I get that.
I'm a fan,
but let's go down the list,
okay,
of the semifinalists.
Yeah,
Eric Allen.
No.
Former Philadelphia Eagle. He played for other teams too, but he's known as an Eagle.
No.
This is his fourth time as a semifinalist. Jared Allen.
No.
This is his fourth time. I remember Jared Allen as a bad, bad dude. Okay? I kind of also look at it, if I remember that, dude was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Hall of Fame good?
Jared Allen stuck out.
Okay.
Willie Anderson stuck out. Hall of Fame stick out? I don't know. Tiki Barber?
No.
See, I don't think Tiki Barber, but I believe his numbers are pretty impressive. But we don't think of Tiki Barber as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
No, I hope he does get in, just so that both my Barber brothers will get in.
Yeah, but I don't think he gets in. Not now.
London Fletcher.
No.
Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney.
He was a beast. Dwight Freeney. And he has the hardware to back it up. He's got the Super Bowl ring. Up with Dwight. He should.
Antonio Gates. Should have been in last year.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He should have been in last year. I hate when they're like, well, he doesn't deserve to be a first ballot. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's.
I think it's ridiculous when you know it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You're going to not vote because you don't want him to
How many go in? How many get to be selected? Whatever they want?
No, I think there's a number.
Like a number five, six.
Eddie George? Eddie George was a beast.
He was.
This list, honestly, to me, now I don't remember breakfast. Okay? I don't remember passing the sun today. I don't remember any of that stuff. This, to me, obviously, it's very similar to last year because a lot of these second, third.
Yeah, I think Eddie George should be on that same bubble with Freeney.
James Harrison.
Yeah, for sure. He was a difference maker.
Torrey Holt. Torrey Holt. Now, this is his first time. This is his first time, I believe, as a semifinalist. Let's be honest. Okay. Kurt Warner's not Kurt Warner without those two receivers.
Sure. Of course.
Torrey Holt was.
He was great. I mean, he was great.
Andre Jones.
No.
Okay. Robert Mathis.
No.
Julius Peppers.
Yes. Julius is another game changer. He changed that game.
I don't know if I want a Carolina Panther in, but Steve Smith. Steve Smith was a baller.
Yeah, he was a great receiver.
But what does it mean? What does it take? What are you looking for? Not you. But
I think you got to have championship.
I don't.
I think you have to have the ring.
It's a team sport.
Yeah, but you got to have a ring.
No, you don't.
Because
tell Dan Marino that.
Well, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, maybe he's not in yours.
He's maybe in the Pizza Hall of Fame. He's a better pizza guy than he is a quarterback.
Hines Ward.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's his eighth time.
Is it really?
Now, if it's your eighth time, that's what I'm saying. And yeah, Hines Ward, we remember.
Is that because he's got money from the ketchup people?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to get in.
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie. I mean, he's got the hardware.
You were iffy on Holt, but yeah,
But see, those guys, it was just one good season, one team, you know. Dungy's second Super Bowl. I'm going to go ahead and go.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Why?
Because why do you every single week?
I'm just saying. Put all Dungy's guys in the Hall of Fame. Put them all in.
Well, no, because some of the Buccaneers need to go in.
Who's next?
You know who's not on this list?
Who?
Simeon Rice is really getting no love at all.
He doesn't get the love that he deserves.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He was a big dude.
Well, and again, most of it was from Arizona.
Well, because he was overshadowed by the other talent on the team, I think.
But he might have been overshadowed on that 0-2 Buccaneers team, meaning overshadowed by Warren Sapp. But and I know that you know the voters don't want to put in nine guys
from the same team, right?
But Simeon was really laid his roots in Arizona and then came here and was one of those final pieces.
Yeah,
I think he deserves to at least be on this list. Patrick Willis from the old 49ers, fifth year as a semifinalist. Vince Wolfert.
Pass.
Third time. Reggie Wayne. It's his fifth time. You know, you're saying yes, maybe. Mm. His fifth time.
Nah, pass on him. Pass him.
Ricky Waters.
What
does it come down to? Does it come down to, and you don't know this because you're not in the room, but does it come down to, is it all stats related? Does it come down to that media person's that's selling the guy?
Sure.
You know, if they put on a better performance, kind of like Big Brother. I don't know if you watch Big Brother, but the two finalists, the one guy was just absolutely awful in giving his speech on why he should win. And most people thought he was going to win. But because he was so awful in his speech, he was runner up. So how much now? Again, I know the local Tampa guy. He's been doing it forever. So if he doesn't have it down by now, he never is.
I just think I think it's popularity. I think it's like homecoming king and queen.
I can believe a lot of that.
I think it's about
the team.
I think it's team. I think it's team. I think it's about the fanfare. You know, like if you were adored, if you were if you sold merchandise, if you were like a star of the team. I think a lot of that plays because like stats can be so manipulated. I mean, look, at the end of games when they're blowouts, the team has to throw the ball because they're behind right. 20 points. So INTs, you're picking up returned after the INTs.
But we also said, and Sean Merriman said, that stats are misleading because look how Hester's stats sure. went down because they kicked away from
him. What receiver got touches against Deion Sanders? I mean, the ball went to the other side of the field. Right, so those receivers, unless they lined up on Deion's opposite side, they weren't getting the yardage that they usually get. So I think stats can't be the factor in the Hall of Fame.
All right, we got to hit this break. So the next guest,
yeah.
Since you said it was so good, and I don't think it's as good as you think it is.
Oh, I think it's better than you anticipate.
I don't know, but I'm going to say
you know me a long time.
This is eight man strong shirt.
Well, if it was, it would be coming from you. I'd be like re-gifting you a gift.
I wouldn't put it past you. 1 hour down, two to go. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Buck Up Energy Drink, and BioExcel.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Tomey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.